everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict Sin. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we're talking about The Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 8, entitled Heart Still Beating. It's written by Channing Powell and Matthew Negrete, who both worked on The Walking Dead, and directed by Michael Satrazimus, who has also worked on The Walking Dead.
Right.
All right, Gary, we watched the episode twice now. We heard what you thought on Sunday night on our instant cast, but what do you think after watching it a second time?
Oh, I still loved it. I mean, what's not to love about this episode? We have Maggie jacking apples, Negan just straight violating the bathroom and the kitchen. First of all, you cannot shave in another man's house. That's a no-no.
Teaching Carl how to shave.
Yeah, once our son get old enough to shave, he's out. He got to go.
All right. I enjoyed the episode as well. We will go ahead and start with our likes, then move on to dislikes, any listener letters, and award, and prediction for the second half of the season, which comes back, I believe, February 12th. I retweeted it because they did tell us Sunday night afterwards. Right. So it's like February 12th, I want to say, something like that. All right. So first on our likes is pretty much what you just mentioned, is Maggie getting that apple. When she asked Gregory, got the name right. When she asked him.
I thought it was Joffrey.
No. No, it's for sure Gregory.
Okay.
When she asked him, though, like, are you going to eat that? He was like, yeah. And then the guy was like, dude, you know she's pregnant. And Maggie straight punked him for his apple.
She straight jacked the apple.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny because he just came there to tell her she's not the big shit she thinks she is. Like, yeah, don't let it go to your head. You know, the people love you right now. But yeah, I'm still the man in charge.
Right, right.
So I think her taking this apple was just letting him know, like, nah, I'm in charge.
I have two things to say. Like, I have something to say about the Maggie thing, but I want to just make a note of Gregory. I didn't write the actor's name down, but I was catching up on my Friends on Netflix. I was a big fan of Friends, but I don't remember those final seasons. And guess who was on there? Gregory.
Okay.
Yeah, he played, damn it, they were at a wedding, and he was somebody's dad. Whose dad was he?
He was Ant-Man's dad.
Oh, Ant-Man's dad. So he was Paul Rudd's dad. Think I'm saying that name right. Paul Rudd. He was on, yeah, because he was on those final seasons of Friends. So I was like, oh my gosh, Gary, that's the guy from Walking Dead. And then when I went on IMDb, weirdly, this guy has a big career. Like, he's been in a lot of stuff. And that's when you were like, oh, well, he looks like the guy from 24.
Yeah, that's where I recognize him from.
And sure enough, he was the president on 24.
Yeah.
And but he's been in a lot of stuff, but weirdly, it didn't even show on IMDb his role on Friends. Maybe because it was, like, literally, like, a five-second, why-are-you-talking-to-me-Joey type of scene, and then it moved on, but he wasn't even credited. But I just thought that was cool that he has a big career. And then as far as my thoughts on Maggie, this whole Maggie for president, I'm not trying to hate on Maggie or anything like that. I love Maggie. I have nothing bad to say about Maggie. But it just seemed like she was getting all the glory. And I'm like, hold on. Sasha and Jesus were out there, like, kicking ass. Like, you know what I mean? Kicking ass and taking names. And I know Gregory was like, oh, well, yeah, they love what you and they love what you and Sasha did. So he did address Sasha, but throughout the episode or early in the scenes when they were like, oh, Maggie for president. And I was like, wait, what about Sasha? So, I don't know.
Well, Maggie's pregnant.
Oh, so she took it to a whole new level. She's not just like an awesome woman fighter. She's an awesome pregnant woman fighter.
Right.
Okay. I'll give her that.
I mean, she could have went into labor or something.
She can go into labor too early.
Oh, it's too soon?
Yeah, it's way too soon. Okay. She's not even showing. She's a flat stomach, man. I ain't hating. But I'm just saying, she's not showing. All right, so Daryl, he finally did escape, and he start tearing down on the peanut butter. But I didn't notice when we watched it the first time, but second time, I noticed why he was sitting there. And that's when I realized he was actually waiting for Dwight. You know, and I think that's why Fat Joey got his ass killed, because Daryl was going to kill somebody before he left that camp.
He was.
And Dwight just better be lucky he did not come in that room, because he would have killed him. And everyone would have been super excited. So I don't know. What do you think of that scene of him waiting? Do you think it's just too coincidental that that's the room out of all the rooms he went into that it was Dwight's room?
I thought Dwight should have been living a little better. We see Nia's room. It's all laid. He got the black bedroom set. The art on the wall. Well, I don't know if he have art on the wall, but that's what I'm picturing right now.
Right.
But I'm just saying his room is just nice. And you get to the White's room, which remember Negan said that all this could be yours.
Right. Yeah.
When he was talking to Daryl.
Yeah. And even the room that he showed Daryl was nicer than Dwight's little room.
Yeah, he have Dwight in like a little cubby hole or something.
Mm-hmm. He hates Dwight. I think Negan actually hates Dwight. That's why he's always messing with them. And there really should be no reason why anyone does not have a good bed and nice sheets and stuff, because you're stable and you can go to any Costco, any place. I don't know why I brought up Costco, but like a Target anywhere and get some nice covers and blankets like Negan has.
And they stole a lot of mattresses.
Yeah, you stole mattresses. If there's people sleeping on twin beds, why didn't you bring those mattresses back?
Right.
You know, because I think Dwight's bed was like a twin size bed.
It could have been a twin.
It could have been a taller.
Yeah, it was small.
It was very small.
It was like a cot.
Yeah, it was not even a full bed. So, yeah. All right. So, Aaron. I saw Aaron in something recently, too. And I really liked him, but I can't remember what it was he was in. I want to say it was a movie. Okay. Well, Aaron, he mentioned something and we both liked it. He said, we were living free. He's talking to Rick. He said, we were living free and giving everything you own now we're giving everything we own until your last breath. So he's acknowledging that they did have it good, and it's hard to go from something that good to what they are now.
Yeah, he was defending Michonne because Rick told him that Michonne is still unhappy. And he was like, well, I get it. We were free. So, yeah, I like what he said to Rick. And I hope, you know, Rick heard him.
Oh, he heard him. Based on how it ended, he heard him.
Right.
Now, Michonne's speech to the Savior. That's next on our likes list. I liked it because when the Savior's telling her, I forgot what happened, but remember Michonne's like, you don't know me. You don't know how it's going to end. I took it as, you don't know, like, I'm not going to just kill you. I'm not that type of person. But then in the end, she does kill her. So I like this speech, but it's almost like maybe she does know you, Michonne. You did kill her. Do you think there was another way out of that scenario? Could they have just said, hey, come back, be our prisoner, or come back and join us? Or is that her only option was to kill the lady?
Yeah, the lady wanted to die. I thought she was putting her out of her misery.
All right.
There was no other option for her. She knows Negan have a grip on everything. When she pointed down the hill, she said, that's Negan. We're all Negan.
Mm-hmm.
She knows there's nowhere else to go. And then we learned, I think it was the last episode or two episodes ago, that, you know, they pretty much dried up the land. It's not much more to scavenge.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, that's why Rick and Aaron got a little lucky on their scavenge.
Right. And maybe, remember Michonne asked her why she was out there alone? Maybe she was running.
That's a possibility.
And when Michonne brought her back, she's like, yo, just kill me. There's a silencer in a glove department. You know the rest.
And then she also said, we're all Negan. Maybe she really thought Michonne was Negan. I mean, not Negan, but maybe she thought Michonne really was part of Negan. Well, no, because why would Michonne be asking? I'm just thinking about, remember when Daryl met Dwight for the first time? They were like, hey, leave us alone. They didn't know who Daryl was.
Right.
But if she was part of Negan, she wouldn't have been asking for directions. Unless it was like a mind trick.
I don't think she thought Michonne was a part of it. I think she thought Michonne wanted to go kill him. And she knew it was impossible.
All right. So the guy from the kingdom saying he wants to fight now or they'll lose everything. We like that scene. We like that conversation. We like kind of like that thought process. But it's almost what Rick and them did last year when they went to the outpost. So,
not really.
No, why do you think that?
The big difference is Rick went to the outpost because he wanted to get food. They were running low on food. The Hilltop had food. So he said, well, we'll solve your problems. You don't know our group is badass. You don't know what we're capable of. This is a different situation because they are under nigga threat. You saw what they did to him last time when they went out.
No, my thing is, it doesn't really matter what the reason for why they want to fight first. It doesn't matter if they're doing it because of food. It doesn't matter if they're doing it because, hey, they think that Negan may just end up killing them for no reason. My point is, what's the difference of them going and attacking first with the element of surprise, which is what Rick and them did in season 6?
I don't think there's a reason or a difference in them attacking first, but I think there's a difference in the reason.
There's definitely a difference in reason, but does that make a difference in the outcome?
No, it may not.
I mean, we'll see. Now, I mean, we do know there's more groups. The Hilltop people are going to have to get their shit together. The kingdom, we know that there's fighters there. Now, if Morgan and Carol tell them about Rick's group, tell them about Alexandria, then they'll get together. But it looks like right now, Morgan and Carol just kind of kept quiet.
Right.
So we'll see.
Well, staying on the kingdom, you made a statement last week about why Negan and his group never went inside it, why they choose to beat them on the outside and no one in the kingdom know about them. And I was telling you that Negan hasn't went anywhere, like the actual real Negan haven't been anywhere but Alexandria. And what Negan group is, they're like a mob. It's like there's different families. You have different outposts, different people here. This outpost is over. Like the outpost that Rick took out, they were over the Hilltop.
Right.
It seems like Negan is over Alexandria personally. And then you had a different group of people that was going to the kingdom.
Oh, okay.
So I think that they're like a mob and, you know, I'm going to go here, take over this village, and this is what I bring back. And I think the reason that they didn't go inside the kingdom was because maybe they weren't strong enough. Maybe they knew it. Maybe they just knew if they just pumped enough fear in them, they wouldn't have to fight. But if a fight broke out, maybe they knew the kingdom would have won. So why not make this deal? Hey, we'd never go inside your village and destroy it as long as you bring us half of what you own or half of what you get.
All right. Rosita saying, if Abraham was alive, we could fight.
I love that. But we mentioned this before.
Yeah, because that's the whole reason why I think Negan took out Abraham.
Right.
He was way too big. He looked way too not scared when they were sitting down on their knees to know that, hey, I'm not going to be able to keep going with this dude here.
Right.
Now, when Pastor Gabriel went and talked to Rosita, I actually like this conversation. One of the things he said to her, which she did not take his advice, but he said, we either wait for the right moment or we create it. And I like that because I don't think like how we saw at the end, they're going back at the Hilltop. They're going to probably discuss what to do. I don't think they're going to go to the hill. I don't think they're going to go to Negan's place, the Savior's place. They're going to do some type of thing, kind of what they did with the Terminus people. Where they made it, you know, when they walked out, remember we were like, what the hell? What is Rick doing? Why is he leaving all the weak people at the church? But really, it was like a psych them out. And then the Terminus, right. People, you know, and then they came like all that. I thought that was cool. So I think they're going to do something like that. They are going to trap Negan's people like how Negan had them trapped.
Oh, that's a good theory.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't think they're going to go in there guns blazing. They don't know that you can't go to their place. You don't know the setup. You don't know how many guards. You don't know nothing.
Right.
So the only way is to lure them to you. And I think seeing them set it up is going to be very exciting for next half.
Well, Rick's group do have the advantage. They have Daryl back. They have Jesus.
Yeah, but these are two people. I'm not saying these two people aren't strong.
No, I mean, Daryl's been there.
Oh, okay.
Daryl know a little bit more about the setup than everyone else do.
And apparently so does Jesus, because he's walking around there with no worries.
Right.
So, all right, and then going back to the Saviors and Morgan's conversation, when Morgan was trying to kind of defend why he's killed someone and what the reason was, and he's like, well, I took a life to save a life. And I keep calling him the Savior, the kingdom guy. And he was like, it's the same damn thing.
It is.
Like, what I'm asking you to do right now is to save lives, save all these people here in the kingdom. And with them, I mean, I know Morgan and Carol don't know as much information because they've been away. But if right now they're telling you, hey, the Saviors are making us give them food and everything like that, they were there when Rick took out the outpost. So you have right. to be scratching your head thinking like, shit, I thought we took those people out. Well, hell, if we didn't take it, we took a lot of people out there. If we didn't take them all out, that means there's a lot more people. Meaning, yes, this is a bigger issue. So I can't, I will really be upset if next season or next half we come back and Carol's just still chilling at home and Morgan's still walking around with his stick. Like, ain't shit happened. Like, you have to at least at this point go back and let Alexandria know, hey, there's a bigger threat.
Right. And I can see Morgan going back. Carol's good. I think King Ezekiel needs to start charging her rent.
Right. She's like, don't bring anybody back. Like, don't anybody come here. I'm like, this is not even your place. Like, you're our guest. If you don't want anybody coming here, then just completely leave.
Yeah, they bringing her food, fresh fruit.
She has it made.
Yeah, she do.
All right, so when Daryl kills Fat Joey, at first I was kind of disappointed in Daryl. I was like, damn, why he got to do that?
You know what? I was disappointed in Fat Joey. He was all hardcore when they surrounded Daryl.
Yes. And I seen a comment online. They said, if Fat Joey had that gun on him, why didn't he just take it out and shoot Daryl? Why'd he like sit there and let Daryl come up and get the, you know, drop on him?
Right.
Because as soon as he saw Daryl, he dropped his food, which is kind of offensive. Like, really, you guys are going to have Fat Joey just walking around just eating any old time? You know, it was a little too much. Like, having him, like, he just walks around just eating randomly.
Yeah, have him looking all lazy. Like, he's supposed to be on his post, but he's just chilling, eating.
Well, because that is what he says. Like, oh, I'm supposed to be over there. But if you're supposed to be there, why are you over here? And then how many times, like, you just saw Mark, was it, from the last episode that got his face burned for not being at his post?
Right.
Who in the hell would not be at their post? It's not even like you're doing anything important. You're just walking around. So why aren't you at your post, Joey? But my thing is, what Daryl said, I liked. Because Joey's like, hey, I don't want anything. You can leave. I'm just trying to get by. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get by. And Daryl said, it's not about getting by. It's about getting it all. Well, at least that's what they're doing.
Yeah, Daryl said, you're not trying to get by, you're trying to get it all.
Right. And I like that, because he knows what the king, I mean, he knows what the Savior people are like.
I was just so, well, first of all, you're right. That was a great, great saying by Daryl. But I was just so disappointed in Fat Joey. When they first introduced him to us, you know, he was behind Negan with the mean face, saying, I'm Negan. You know, a big dude. I think he took the first swing. No, I think Daryl took the first swing at him. But, you know, they beat Daryl up pretty bad.
Right.
So it's kind of sad that they changed characters on us. Now Fat Joey is really Fat Joey. Now he's walking around eating the sandwich and scared. Like, nah, man, just take it. Take it all. You can just leave. I didn't see nothing.
Well, they kind of did it. They kind of switched him last week. Was it last week? Remember when he brought up Lucille to Negan? And Lucille was kind of busting his balls. He kind of seemed a little scared then.
Oh, yeah, when Negan was busting his balls. You're right.
Yeah, so I don't know. It still was a fast change, but a lot of people are strong when they're in numbers. You know, when they're with their friends and their buddies, they can act big and bad. And then when they're by themselves, it's all quiet.
They turn to a track star.
Right.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. All right, so the Lady Savior telling Michonne how to get rid of her in the car. Like, something about that was so sick. Because I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could ever kind of say that to somebody. Like, hey, there's a silencer in the glove box. Kill me. Dump the car. Like,
well,
no.
If you're out of options.
I would never think I'm out of options. I'd be begging. I'd be fighting.
Come on now. It's a zombie apocalypse. You're going to feel like you're out of options at some point.
All right. I'm just saying, you're not out of options until you're dead, you know?
Well, you got to think about it like this. In today's world, you have options. Even if you choose not to be anything, even if you choose to live on the streets, be a bum, or I don't want to call them bum, but be homeless, you have options. You don't have those options in zombie apocalypse. There's zombies walking around. You can't just chill up under a bridge and kick it. You had to get your fighting skills up.
Right.
You steadily fighting every day. When you go to sleep, we saw somebody in, what, season 3, season 4, sleeping in a tree? Oh, Bob.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Remember he had to climb up a tree and put his belt around the tree?
Right, right.
That's no way to live. He said he was by himself for a long time until he started talking to himself. I don't want to live like that.
That's probably why he started drinking.
Probably. So back to my point. Right now, there's options in the zombie apocalypse. Yeah, you with a group, you get with a group and everything could be all good for a while. But sooner or later, you're going to get tired of seeing people die around you. If a zombie's not taking them out, you know, a zombie sneak up on people.
Mm-hmm.
Or another crew will take them out. It don't matter where you live in a zombie apocalypse. You stay in a gang-infested neighborhood.
Right. Every place is the hood.
Every place. You can't even walk your own block without your people with you. Or somebody can come take you. Or take what you have.
Even though the other day, it's crazy how The Walking Dead is in my mind. Because the other day I was watching something. I can't think of what it was. But they were out in the country. I don't know if you were there when I was watching. I forgot what I was watching recently. But they were out in the country, kind of all doing their own thing. And I remember the only thing I could think of is, that's the perfect place to live in the zombie apocalypse. Like, you are completely by yourself. And that's all I thought. I was like, that's the perfect spot. And I just keep thinking of, like, spots. Like, okay, if shit pops off, go where no one is, you know?
Right.
Completely deserted place.
Until somebody find it.
Yeah. Till everyone else is thinking that same thing. All right, Negan. He, of course, is always our all-star for the episodes. Funny, great sense of humor. Awesome guy. I'm just joking. So anyways, when he was talking to Spencer, or we can call him Mr. Suck-Up, I don't know, Kiss-Ass.
Yeah.
Ass-Kisser, teacher's pet, whatever. He was like, man, running water, electricity, a housewarming gift? He said, I just might buy a vacation home here or something. I might have a vacation home. He's just so funny. Yeah. And Spencer,
he might just get him a vacation home there.
Yeah, and
it's crazy.
Spencer's sitting there, and you could tell he seems so proud of himself. Like, yep, I'm making some headway, I'm making some leeway, you know?
Yeah.
And then even when Spencer was telling Negan what happened to him, like, well, Rick came, my mom died, my dad died, my brother died, which is all true. I don't think we can blame all of it on Rick, though. Like, really, the only thing we can blame on Rick is maybe the dad dying? Because the guy was trying to kill Rick at the time?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't think you can blame any of it on Rick.
Yeah, he's not the one that did it.
Yes, I mean, stuff happens.
Right. But when Negan said, man, I get it, and suddenly you're an orphan. I just thought that was funny.
So do you think Negan would have let Spencer live if Spencer would have never started talking about Rick?
I think so. And actually, I was listening to the radio this morning, and Austin Nichols, who plays Spencer, was on EW Entertainment radio station. And I think I interpret it differently than what he said was what's supposed to happen. He was like, okay, because remember when towards the end of the conversation, when this is another, like, when Negan's like, you know, Rick is out there, he's swallowing his pride, he's getting shit done. And you're sitting up here trying to make me do your dirty work for you. Like, you know, if you want him gone, you kill him yourself. And Spencer starts saying, no, 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 it's not like that. Well, the actor, he was saying that he didn't want Rick to die. He wasn't saying kill Rick. He was just saying take Rick out of power and put me in power. Like, put me in charge of Alexandria and have Rick no longer in charge. But I didn't interpret that way. I interpreted it as you were asking him to kill Rick.
Yeah, it was like Negan said it was.
Yeah, but that's not what the actor was saying. He's like, oh, nah. Unless he was like just trying to clean up his character a little, like redeem his own character.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to walk around getting hated all your life.
He's like, nah, he didn't want that. I was like, dude, were we watching the same show?
Well, you know, you got to clean your character up a little bit. You don't want people walking around hating you, throwing stuff at you. Like that guy who almost got Glenn killed. The dumpster.
Yeah, Nicholas.
Like Nicholas. When we went to the Walker Stalker Con, Nicholas said he still walk around and people still fussing at him.
Right.
You know, people still hate him for what he almost did to Glenn. So I'm with Spence. I'm like, you know, clean your character up.
People have a serious hate, especially when they get so involved in the shows. And to me, that just shows that you did a really good job as an actor. Like Joffrey, you know.
Yeah.
People hate him. For the longest time, I hated Kiefer Sutherland because he was a bad person on A Time to Kill. And Kevin Bacon because he was bad on...
Sleepers.
But, like, for the longest time, I couldn't even look at them without getting mad. Oh, you know, it took years, like, literally years, for me to be like, okay, Nicole, that was a movie. Get out of it. They're good actors. You can watch them in other stuff. So, to me, that's a good testament to you're doing a good job, you know, in your job.
Yeah.
All right. Negan, after he's telling Rick, recapping everything that happened. I just love this scene. And when he talks about Olivia dying, he's like, well, that's one less mouth to feed. And that mouth did some major damage.
Yeah. He's an asshole.
He is such an asshole. But it was just so funny. Like, you're an asshole, Negan. You know, like, it just, each time he becomes an asshole, you just put a little check mark. And you just can't wait for him to die or for him to become, like, I don't know, for the shoe to be on the other foot, you know? Like, I don't want him to die right away. I want him to kind of, like, have to work for Rick.
Want him to suffer a little bit?
Yeah, suffer.
Well, if you think about it, he did do Rick a little favor when he killed Spencer.
Right.
Yeah, Spencer had to go. You know, we all know that Negan's a bad person. But you don't want nobody in your group that's just a backstabber, somebody you can't trust.
Mm-hmm. And then the final two likes pretty much happen simultaneously. It is the group going to the hilltop, as well as Daryl giving Rick his gun. And you pointed out, I'm sorry, you might have likes too, but you pointed out that was, like, when I saw it, I thought Daryl was just giving Rick a gun. But you noticed that it was actually Rick's gun.
Yeah, I think he was giving Rick his gun back.
Now, is that too coincidental?
The little revolver that Rick started with.
Is that too much of a coincidence that Joey's the one that had Rick's gun and Daryl's the one that killed Joey and took the gun off? It's like, that's not too much of a coincidence?
It is, but I still loved it.
Yeah.
I liked the scene.
Him hugging Daryl. Oh, so it was great. It was really great. Them walking all together. It was like, yes, you guys, yes, you're back. Even though... we don't have everyone, Morgan and Carol not there, but who knows? Carol may just be leaving the show the way she's acting.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to start looking at movies, see if she have a new movie coming out or something, another TV show.
She's been doing 7 years of The Walking Dead. She's paying the shade. She's just going to chill. She's going to do what her character's doing, just chill.
Maybe.
And be left alone. Any more likes on your hand?
I'm going to tell you a big like of mine. Negan standing up. And we see a cell phone in his pocket.
We don't know for sure if it's a cell phone.
Man,
but...
that was a Note 7. I was hoping to catch a fire in his pocket.
Catch a fire, right. No, I don't know. That's funny if it was.
It had to be. I mean, come on now. Everybody know the imprint of a phone in your pocket.
I don't know if this is true or not. Okay, well, one thing is, like, they love flannels on The Walking Dead. Like, Chandler Riggs, Carl, you know, he had a flannel shirt on, and Daryl had one at the end. But someone was saying that the flannel shirt that Daryl had is the same flannel shirt that Dwight had when Daryl met him, which is a possibility because they did, you know, he was in Dwight's room. But they were just saying now that Dwight took Daryl's clothes, Daryl took Dwight's.
Oh, that's cool. Now I need to go and check it out.
But I do want to know who gave him that key.
Right. It could have been Jesus.
No. Why wouldn't Jesus just open the door for him?
I mean, why didn't the person, anybody open the door for him,
right? You know, there's a few more likes, actually. I just didn't write down that I want to talk about. The shoe, the I Know What You Did Last Summer shoe, as I like to refer to it, is the boot that we kept seeing throughout the episode. Do you think that's going to be a friend or a foe?
The Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Well, he said you're fucked. So I don't think he's going to be a friend.
Well, because his sign, if you think about it deeper, he said, congratulations, you won, but you still lose.
Right.
So does he have some weird thing like, okay, whoever makes it over here, I'm going to kill them? Like, what? I don't get it then.
And we see he's still following them.
Yeah. So maybe he'll end up helping them right when the fighting starts.
I don't know. I mean, it just seemed like just a weird character to me.
Now, someone was mentioning that, hey, maybe it's one of the ladies from Oceanside.
One of the ladies?
Yeah, but I'm like, that big ass foot? There's no way.
And it better not be a lady.
I didn't see a giant in the Oceanside camp. So there's just no way.
Nah. I doubt that.
Right. I doubt it too. But I'm excited. I'm excited. Hopefully they don't keep the mystery too long. But I'm excited to see. I keep saying next season. It's only half the season. So next half. All right. On to dislikes. The sleeping walker in the canoe.
Yeah, we hate the sleeping walkers. With all the noise going on around them, them paddling, trying to kill walkers off. And there's a walker just taking a nap.
In the canoe, just laying down?
Just taking a nap.
Just stop it. They need this. They really need to stop with it.
Right. The sleeping walker's not going to work anymore. Yeah, I'm almost as tired of sleeping walkers as I am of the creepy walkers. The walker, they just creep up on you. Mm-hmm. You know, don't make no, none
like the
that
one
noise.
That, the one that killed Tyrese.
Right. You don't do all, none of that noise until you see it.
Right.
That should be a question.
What?
Like, if you don't see a walker, does it make noise?
Yeah, it makes noise, man. All right. Enid telling Sasha she isn't alone for wanting to kill Negan. I actually dislike this. Only because I was staring at the screen. I was like in that scene. I was feeling it. And she's like, you're not the only one. And da da da. So I thought she was going to say, Carl, you know, Carl went. But she didn't say any of that. And I'm like.
Right.
What the hell was this fake argument about? Like, you got me excited. I was in that scene. And then.
So you was hoping she'd tell her, like, Carl went there.
Yes, Carl went there. She kept saying, you're not alone. Okay, then who else? Like, give me an example. You know? And it was just, it was ridiculous. The kingdom guy, the one that was talking to Morgan and Carol, trying to convince them.
Oh, you didn't like that?
Well, no, it's not that. Well, if you think about it deeply, it's like, why are you going to Carol and Morgan? You don't even know them, but that's neither here nor there. The thing I didn't like is when he tried to blame them for what may happen in the future. He's like, if people die, their blood will be on your hands.
Yeah, that was stupid.
I'm like, hold on. You don't put that, don't put their death on me. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, you're the one who live here.
Right.
They're guests. That's like if someone come over your house and you ask them to borrow money for your light bill. And they say, yeah, I don't have right now. Do you say, if my lights get turned off, it's on your head. Fault.
Like, I just got here. I was visiting. I've been here for a day.
Like, no, if your lights get turned off, it's on you. You should have been paid that. Right. So I didn't like that. Like, if he felt this deeply about it. Well, I guess he knows that King Ezekiel like Carol. So why not ask Carol to do it? Like talk to do a little pillow talk. Well, I'm talking as if they slept together or something.
Right.
But ain't no man buying, you know, fresh fruit or going picking no fruit up, you know, himself. And where do apples come off? They come off a tree, right?
Yeah.
No man climbing no tree.
He didn't climb that tree. His friend, what's the guy?
Yo, I didn't see no letters in the kingdom.
The guy
no
that
letters.
Offered her the pomegranates the first time we met King, oh, the only time we've seen King Ezekiel. That one episode, episode two. Remember the funny guy?
Yes.
The deuces guy? Yeah, I forgot his name now.
Well, I was saying that, you know, something's going on if he's just keeping you stocked with, like, fresh fruit and veggies.
Right. And do the kingdom people know about this? Why does she get to just sit around, not do nothing? While everyone else is out there working for everything they're getting.
Because that's what I'm saying. This is girl now.
All right. We discussed this a little on the Instant Cast, but it was such a big dislike. It has to be brought up again. And that is the note that Rick and Aaron brought back with them. You know.
That was stupid. Like, why?
Why did you pack that note?
Why did you pack it back up?
Right.
I mean, that's something you leave right there in the boat.
Yeah.
I mean, after you read a note, I don't know, that was stupid. I wonder if they put it back in the same box or they pack it somewhere different.
I don't know, because it was folded. The lady, the savior lady who I hate, I can't wait to see her die. But it was folded once. But even if he took it, like, why didn't he just put it in his pocket or...
Right.
I mean, I know they weren't expecting the people to be there when they got there, but still.
But why did he bring the note back? Was he going to show it to people?
And then why didn't he explain himself? He's like, oh, no, I didn't do it. Like, dude, talk. Hurry up and spit that shit out. This was not mine. I found, like, he didn't, like, he wasn't saying really anything. You know what I mean?
And you know what? I wonder why they even think it was his. I mean, they just stole that shit.
Right. And then they didn't even accuse Rick. I mean, they only accused Aaron.
I mean, that's like you stealing the car and police pull you over for a stolen car and they found weed in it and they charge you for both.
Well, no, that's not like that.
Yeah,
same.
It's not the same thing. I'm not joking. You know, had to give a little bit more metaphors.
But I will tell you, all those people, the three that beat up Aaron, they got to die. Like, they have to die. I want to see that girl die. That
you
girl.
Know what? I want to see them solo. I want to see how they act if just they were by themselves and Dare walked up on them.
I don't know. That girl, she seemed kind of hardcore. So did the guy. That one guy. Not the one guy that was like, okay, that's enough. Like him, he seemed like he's a badass. I don't know. They actually all seemed kind of badass.
Yeah, they did.
But that girl.
Like you said, in the group.
It was funny, I think, about going back when she was flirting with Spencer. She's like, play your cards right, you know. I might take you back to where we live. And all I thought was, like, he has Rosita. Like, he's not about to go from Rosita.
Actually, he lost Rosita by that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because she has zero respect at this point for him.
Right.
Okay. I just thought, like, he hesitated. And I don't know if he's just slow to say something or if he was thinking like, okay, don't say anything disrespectful, just act like, you know, it's
you
open
know what? I think she lit the fuse in his head. He wanted to approach them, but by her saying, oh, you done a good job, keep doing a good job like this, and there's perks to it.
Yeah,
so I think that just lit the fuel right there. Like, you know what, she's right, you know, let me go show Negan what I can do.
Oh, one other, like, when she was like to Eugene, what are you looking at? You enjoy watching? Eugene's like, yeah.
And we know he do.
That was funny.
Eugene is a watcher.
I will say, before we go on to more dislikes, I just thought something else again. I'm so glad they took Eugene away. Like, I mean, I know it's wrong, but I'm so tired of looking at him all the time, looking like he's like 5 seconds from crying.
Yeah, he was killing my vibe.
He was killing, like, you're having a good time, you're laughing, you're watching you Negan, and then you look, and then there's Eugene. It's like, dude, every single time.
Yeah, he was a joy kill.
Yeah.
He's a joy kill in a zombie apocalypse.
Like, dude, we already are sad. Like, we don't have to see your sadness. You know, hide that shit. You don't have to put it on display.
Yeah, when he said, it was me who made the bullet. And then he had his hands covered his face.
I was like, just go, Eugene. And then even when Negan start talking to him, he start describing how he makes it. And he's like, okay, shut up. Like, you can tell he's already going to be getting on Negan's nerves.
Yeah, he was just killing me. I couldn't enjoy the show during his scenes or if he was anywhere near the scene.
Yeah. And like, Olivia was about to get to that level, too.
I'm just saying, like, even when Negan and Spencer was, you know, playing pool and, you know, Negan saying some funny stuff and then I see Eugene in the background, it's like, just taking me out of it.
It was kind of weird that all of them came and just sat there and watched them play pool. Like, why are you standing there watching? Like, I didn't even get that.
I don't get why you want to be anywhere near Negan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know that any one of you could die at any second.
Right.
So while Negan is there, I'm in my house chilling.
Yep. I'm in my house hiding every single time.
Right.
Every single time. You hide the kids. You have an escape route. That's all I'd be thinking about is a secret escape route each and every single day.
But how did you feel about them trying to take up for Eugene, saying, no, take me instead?
That was terror. Not terror. That was Rosita.
Yeah. I mean, how did you feel about that?
I didn't like it. It's like, shut up, Rosita.
Would you have done that?
No, it would have been quiet. Like, why kill us both? I mean, I wouldn't have done that. I would have never been in Rosita's situation. I would have never done it. And not only that, like, I did see people online, because I guess a lot of people have been hard on Rosita. And people are like, okay, you guys are being really hard on her, where Daryl kind of did the same thing, which led to Glenn's death. And everyone was like, oh, let's band together for Daryl. I'm like, I don't think everyone was like that, because we were kind of like that, damn, Daryl got Glenn killed.
I didn't think nothing of it. You know, I was on a level that, you know, I thought Negan was going to do it anyway.
So how do you feel about the Rosita thing then?
I just feel like, you know, how did she miss? And how did the baseball bat take the bullet like that?
Yeah. Those are good questions. Like, how did it not go? You know how you always hear about, like, something went through somebody's body or went through a wall?
Well, you know, baseball bats break when a baseball hit it. I seen Bo Jackson break a baseball bat over his knee.
Yes. Oh, you know what? Someone did say that because the bullet is homemade, it may not have as much force as like a real bullet or shell or whatever.
Not enough powder.
Yeah.
So I wonder what it just bounced off his face or something.
It would have definitely did damage, but that one bullet, unless she would have got his head for sure. Like, I don't know. Like, what did she think was going to... And then why did she do it with everyone there? Okay, what do you think? Even if you killed Negan, his people were just going to kill you and only you?
But you know what? We're not asking an important question here. Why did he only make one bullet?
Yeah. And not only that.
Like, why one bullet? Yeah, you went there. You asked him to make you some bullets. And you just came back with one?
One. Yeah. And then, like, you just had a conversation with Gabriel. And he gave you some pretty good advice. Wait for the moment. That was not the moment. Because if she killed Negan, okay, Negan's people wasn't going to just, oh, let me just only kill her. She knows they would have killed everyone that was standing right there next to her. It was stupid of Rosita. Very stupid. All right, next on the dislikes list, we only have a few more. Negan's sword / knife that he killed Spencer. Yeah.
Like, where was he holding that sword at?
That looked like Jon Snow's knife, like his sword.
Yeah. Owner was it behind his note 7?
It did come out of nowhere because I was waiting for it the second time. I was looking.
Yeah, they got a little too comic book for me.
I was like, damn, that is a big ass knife / sword.
Man, when they showed it, man, that sword was probably from his thigh all the way past his knee.
It was a good foot long. It was about 12 inches. It was
a good 2 feet.
No, I don't know if it was that long. It was big though.
Yeah, that was just weird.
All right, and we discussed on the Instinct cast, but you just have to say it again. And I did do my research, but I couldn't find anything that would say if a bullet looks different versus homemade versus factory made. I just learned about the speed difference or whatever. But still, Negan knowing the bullet, and I guess people are like, you're not supposed to call it a bullet at that point. It's not a bullet, it's a shell or something. I'm not sure. But at this point, let's just call it a bullet. How would he know it's homemade? Like, he found it and picked it up. It was like, that was stupid.
Well, we still don't know Negan's background story. He could have been in the military.
Yeah. Okay, we'll give it to him.
He could have ran a prison for all we know. We just don't know Negan's background story. Once we get into it, then I'm pretty sure they will explain it.
Okay, last is Olivia dying is complete bullshit. That girl being able to just turn around and shoot like that, like she was Angelina Jolie on Wanted or whatever. It was just too much. Too much.
And it's like, how did she know where Erwin was standing?
Mm-hmm.
And what if she would have missed?
She almost hit Carl.
But what if she would have just shot between them? I mean, would she have died?
Right. Well, I agree. Well, any more dislikes?
I don't think she would have died, but...
No.
I'm just calling bullshit on the whole turn and shoot.
Yeah, I do too. Any more dislikes for you?
Nah, I don't have any more dislikes. But I have something that's just funny as hell to me.
Okay.
Like Pastor Gabriel. That's what messy dude, isn't he? Remember he was talking to Rosita? And he was like,
yeah.
But how do you feel about Sasha?
Right.
I'm like that. Damn, Pastor Gabe, you messy as hell.
My thing is, and then even at the end when Rosita came, when they got to the hilltop and Rosita had that little scratch on her face and she looks over at Sasha and they kind of nod each other. I was like, I thought you guys came to some weird truce when you put Abraham's body away. I mean, well, remember when she said, I'm going to take him? And, you know, I thought that was their truce then. Like, after they were killed, after Abraham was killed. So I thought it was kind of done and over with, but the wounds are still fresh.
Well, you know, if you have somebody messy in the background, keep wanting to remind you of it. Yeah, you're gonna feel some type of way.
All right, now to listener letters. We do have a comment. It's actually regarding last week's episode from Chris. He wrote, Michonne was strengthening the trail left by Jesus. Rick's people are still working together. They aren't trusting anybody else. They're operating separately. And although he wrote this before this week's episode, but after last week,
yeah, he was right.
He was right, and it correlates really well with this week's episode. I mean, Michonne wasn't leaving a trail this time, but she definitely was. Well, he was saying she was strengthening the trail left by Jesus, but Michonne definitely was on her own thing, and they were all operating separately because They don't know who to trust.
Right. And not only that, they didn't want to get anyone else involved.
Right. They didn't want anyone else to get in trouble.
Like, if I'm, like, what Carl did. You know, Carl went in there, shot up the place, and he went solo, so if anyone had to die, it would be him.
Right.
And I think everyone was on the same mission, so yeah, I like what he said. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. We have an email today from Darth Maul.
Darth Maul.
Yeah. All right. It says, man, this episode was the bomb. I know this would happen. All evil always gets greedy. And that's right. And that's exactly what's going on with Negan. He's getting greedy. Taking advantage of their powers. Sitting there just beating up anyone or bullying people whenever they feel like it. We humans can only take so much of that. Man, Negan is going to be pissed off when he finds out Darryl is gone. I hope they let us see his reaction when he comes back. Like, I hope it's not going to be like him talking about it later on. Like, I can't believe Daryl's gone and Fat Joey's dead. Like, no, I want to see his face when he gets back there and finds out. But you know what I think? That Gregory at Hilltop will mess things up for Rick's crew. He's hating on Maggie, taking charge now. And my favorite Carol is treated like a queen. Can't wait to see her in action again.
Yes, she is.
Morgan needs to stop clouding her judgment. Let her do her own thing. And can't wait to see who the mystery man is with all that stuff in that boot. Or in that boat, excuse me. I'm concentrating on his
feet. The big ass feet.
Oh, yeah. Who created the theme music for your podcast? I love it. Meant to tell you this a while back. Thanks for the awesome entertainment you do for us.
Oh, thank you.
So let's go over some of those things. Gregory is going to end up fucking up. Because Gregory's kind of like a Spencer. And he's going to be so busy. I think what he's going to do is he's going to try to act like, hey, Negan. Like how he was going to snitch on them. Remember, he was going to show Shasta and Maggie off to re-Negan.
Sasha, yeah, the closet.
Yeah, not Negan, but Simon. So I think he's going to do some petty shit or just some evil shit. And instead, it's going to backfire on him. Or Rick might just kill him. Because he's not taking chances anymore.
Right. Well, Maggie.
Yeah. Maggie. Yeah, I was going to say, has Maggie killed? I'm guessing she has.
Yeah, Maggie's killed. Okay. Plenty of times.
And then Carol's getting treated like a queen. Yes, she is. And as far as Morgan clouding her judgment, I don't think he is. I mean, Morgan's been talking to Carol for months now, since he's known her. They've been going back and forth as far as what their ideology is. And for a minute, it seemed like they were on the same page. But now, I don't know. I mean, when she said, don't come back, what'd he say? He's like, I wasn't coming the first... You weren't supposed to see me the first time.
Right. He said something like that.
Yeah. So, who knows? Maybe he's just going to go back to Alexandria.
Or the kingdom.
Or he'll probably go to Alexandria first, find out that they're not there, and then go to Hilltop. Is that what you meant when you said kingdom?
No. I mean, he may not leave the kingdom.
Oh, he'll just stay there.
Yeah. He'll be the right-hand man now.
Can't wait to see who the mystery man is with the stuff on the boat. Yeah, I can't either. But once again, I wonder why he hid and why he just... I don't know. Unless he was on a run on his own mission and came back and saw, you know, Aaron and Rick running off with his stuff.
I don't think so. That whole boat scene had to be a setup. Because can you picture going to your house like that every day?
Yeah, it's true.
Like, every day you go home, you got to fuck up a walker.
Right.
you don't want to live like that. So I think... it was just a setup. Maybe he's in a cabin somewhere in the woods. But this dude was big. He's not going to be able to be on that boat every day with all them holes in it.
Right, right. Well, no. Remember, they took the big boat back.
Right. But the boat that was there first
was
the boat with all the holes in it. So I'm pretty sure that, you know, in the morning, he get up to go scavenging, go through that trail. I think he's probably somewhere hiding in the woods, and it's just a game to him now. And he's seen so many people didn't make it, and, you know, finally someone made it. He's probably intrigued.
All right. And then as far as our theme music, when we first decided to do The Walking Dead, I wanted to do the theme music for The Walking Dead, but I didn't want to just do the basic theme music. So just plain old Google search on YouTube and found a good remix. I don't even remember, like, if you asked me to find it now, I don't know if I could find that same exact one, but yeah, I found it on YouTube. It was someone's remix of it, so shout out to that person.
Hold up. What? People just stole it?
No, well, if it's on YouTube, it's free reign, right? YouTube is free reign.
Yeah, okay.
If it's not, never mind. Thank you for writing in.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm Darth.
You know Darth Maul?
No, I don't know that.
Star Wars?
Oh, well, that's what I thought of is Star Wars, but I only know Darth Vader. Is there a Darth Maul?
There's Darth everywhere.
Oh. Yeah, don't quiz me on Star Wars stuff. Even though I do plan on seeing Rogue One. Oh, so Gary just showed me a picture of Darth Maul. He looks pretty scary. Looks like a great cosplay if someone wants to put all that makeup on.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, we have an email from Diane. Hi, Nicole and Gary. Great episode. Poor Spencer. He thought he had a plan, but forgot he was dealing with a psycho.
Right.
But he was clean shaven, smelling good, and casket ready.
Yeah, he was.
He was casket ready until he got all that blood and guts on him. And that was pretty sick. When his guts came out, I was like, is that even possible for the guts just to come out like that? I mean, I know it can, but...
I was surprised that knife didn't cut him in half.
Yeah, that sword. The sword didn't cut you in half, right? Carol needs to get on board. I love her, but I have to admit I was a little irritated by her attitude. She can't possibly let her family down once she finds out what has happened to them.
Right.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, even though Carol, I don't know, she's been through so much and we've seen that she's tried to leave, I think she might just be done. She's like, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die because I died, not because I'm fighting in a war. I think she's done. We'll see. And from my understanding, I think Carol in the comics died a long time ago. So it's a possibility that this Carol could die.
Don't say that.
It's a possibility.
Don't say that.
I think at this point, I don't know if I'm like... on hold to anyone. Like, you know, in Game of Thrones, like Tyrion Lannister can never die, or Khaleesi. But as of right now, there's no one really on The Walking Dead to where I'm like, if they die, that will be the end of the world for me. Like,
I don't know. I can't take any more death of our people.
I don't know. Maybe not Aaron. At this point, I kind of want Aaron to die, only because he just got that ass whooping. Like,
so put him out of his misery.
Yeah, no, like, no, but just to die after you might as well have killed me when you gave me that ass. That was a bad ass whooping. So I kind of don't want him to die, but other than that,
his heart was still beating, though.
Yeah. I think, isn't that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Who says that after getting their ass whipped? My heart's still beating, though. Like, how do you have the strength to talk? You know? just got beat. All right. And Diane continues. Absolutely love seeing the team together at Hilltop. The man hug between Rick and Daryl was too special. Watch out, Negan. Rick Grimes is back and is out for your ass.
Right.
Great podcast as always. P.S. Who do you guys think the person with the boot was? Diane and Marilyn.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane.
The person with the boot, I don't know. I'm trying to think real hard. Like, who do we know that had big feet from the past? Mm-hmm. Or what if this like is a short person?
I was going to say, what if it's the governor? Like, remember, we saw Tara's sister go up and shoot him, but we didn't actually see the gun hit his head. Like, we didn't see the bullet hit his head. Like, she could just shot the ground. Like, she could have just been like,
but did Michelle come go up after him? After? I think Michelle finished him.
No. Michonne like stabbed him and then he was almost dead. And then that's when Tara's sister, remember he was dating Tara's sister, she had that girl, the little baby, little kid. The kid died. And remember she went up and she shot him. But all we did was hear the gun go off. I mean, that's probably, like, just a little too far-fetched that the governor would end up being there, but that's my only thought. Because Merle's gone. Could be Merle.
It could be T-Dog.
It could be Tyrese.
How they bring T-Dog back?
No, listen. Okay, seriously, let's think about who is there that we haven't seen in a while that still have never been confirmed dead.
I don't know. That's tough. It's tough.
I can't think of anyone. I can't think of anyone.
That was a good question.
I think that's why I think it's going to be a new character, because I can't think of anyone, like, really. And then going back to that final scene at the Hilltop, I did love that, but I will say that the Hilltop people are kind of, either it's the Hilltop or it's the direction of the show, but when they go back and they're all walking back towards the house at Hilltop, no one else is outside. It's just Rick and his people. Like,
Yeah, the people are never outside.
Where are all these hilltop people? You guys, there's people coming to your gates. Where is everyone? You just hide in your house all day?
Yeah, the hilltop is weak.
They are.
But hold on. Isn't that what you said you would do?
Yeah. I would, but damn, everyone can't be like you and just hiding their house. There gotta be some heroes. There gotta be some strong people that's willing to go out there and fight.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. So thank you, Diane.
Thank you, Diane. But you know what? I can't stop thinking about who it may be. For a simple fact, remember, they kind of trolled us with Morgan for the longest.
They did. But remember, no, we saw Morgan in the same episode that showed Morgan. Remember, he had some weird mask on. It doesn't make sense. But he took it off and we saw that it was Morgan. But we just didn't see him for a long time.
Right. But I'm trying to think, is there anyone else from season one that could still be around? Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, like I after this, I'll go on forums and see if anyone has some ideas. But I just don't want to get spoiled by some comic book person that, you know.
Right.
Goes, oh, this is person, blah, blah, blah. So
yeah, mess up the whole experience for you.
Yeah. All right, so I ain't fearing shit this week. And I know last week I didn't give it to anyone. And this week I had someone in mind when we were watching. And I should have wrote down.
You gave it to Fat Joey, did you?
No. I think I gave it to Rosita.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I disagree with everything she did on every single level. But, and it's still a thin line between, you know, I ain't fearing shit and being stupid. And she was being stupid, but I'm going to give it to Rosita.
Okay, that's a good one.
Who you got?
I might just have to give it to Baby Judith or somebody. You know, with their letting Negan hold her. I don't know. No, let me see who I have.
There was a meme with Baby Judith when they were making the spaghetti. When they were sitting down to eat, and it showed Baby Judith and Carl, and they're both just sitting there staring at Negan, and people were like, look at Baby Judith giving Negan the side eye, or something like that. And it did look like she had a little attitude, you know. Like,
yeah, I need to check that out.
You're not my daddy.
You know what? I'm going to probably have to give it to Daryl. And we didn't see Daryl do much, but we saw him sneak out again. And after seeing what happened to him the first time, and when he changed clothes, you see they were beating him. He had whips and everything all on his back.
Right.
So you got to be bold to keep trying to sneak out to not be broken at this point.
You're right. I think I'm switching mine to Daryl. That's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
And then not only did he sneak out again, he took the same path.
The same exact path. He did the same exact thing. Went to the first motorcycle.
Went to the first motorcycle.
Got caught exactly at that same point again.
Right. So either he's not fearing shit, or just don't learn his lesson.
Right. All right. Most likely to die.
Most likely to die coming up. Second half. One of our people. And you know that they're killing our people like flies. Pretty soon we just have a new set of people.
I'm good at that.
It's going to be, you know, centered around Jesus or somebody. Most likely to die. I'm going to go ahead and take Jesus out.
Jesus ain't going nowhere.
No, I'm killing him off. I think he's most likely to die. Because he's with the crew, but he's not a part of the crew. Well, you know what? Never mind. You know, I'm going to accept Jesus. He can be a part of the crew. No, Jesus got to go. Yeah, I got Jesus.
I'm going to do another hilltop person, but it's going to have to be Gregory. He's talking too much shit. He reminds me of Spencer. He has Spencer vibes all the way. He's going to die.
Yeah, he could die. Eugene, they get tired of looking at his face.
Yeah, like, man, you look sad the whole time. You depressing me. Forget about the bullets.
You know what? I'm going to have to change mine. I'm going to change it to Eugene.
Okay.
Because I think after Eugene teach them or show them how you make the bullets, he's no more good to them.
And they might want to kill him so he can't teach anyone else.
Right.
Even though he already gave the recipe to Rick.
Did he?
Yeah, like last season when they were running away from the Terminus. Not Terminus.
No, I think he gave it to Abe. So I think that it already died with Abe.
No, he gave it to Rick.
Okay.
Yeah, he gave it to Rick. I'm so sure.
But where's Rick going to make it at?
Well, Rosita knows where they made that one at.
But I'm pretty sure that's Negan's now.
Oh, you think Eugene's going to tell him that spot too?
Do I think? I mean, he's going to sing his ass off. Come on now.
I didn't even think about that.
This
okay.
is Eugene we're talking about.
Yeah, they'll have to find new spots.
They already there.
Yeah.
As soon as they left, they went straight there.
Okay.
I mean, he told them the recipe right then and there.
Right, right. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Okay, they'll have to find a new spot then. All right, you guys, until February, we greatly appreciate you listening and writing in this first half. It means a lot. We will be back next year, all new episodes. We should also have a few other podcasts coming your way on right. the Verdicts In feed, so check that out.
Yeah, we're going to be back. We're back and bigger than ever. Back and better.
Back and better, 2017.
We're going to start getting everything out on time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We would love to start getting this out earlier. We definitely would. So that is definitely our New Year's resolutions, get episodes out sooner.
Right.
If only our full-time jobs didn't come in the way of things. So
right.
We will definitely try to. That's our New Year's resolution, though, to get stuff out sooner. All right. Well, thank you. Make sure you leave us a review and rating on iTunes. Check out our Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, theverdictsin.com. If you don't listen to any of our other shows, have a happy New Year's and a Merry Christmas.
Or just write us and tell us what you watch.
Oh, yeah. What are you watching? What are you looking forward to seeing and stuff like that? So I just watched the final season of Fall. It's on Netflix. It was really good. Really dark. Really sad. And then, of course, Friends. Can't go wrong with that.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.